13 years ago, when our first Dutch Bros location opened, it out of the gates was the busiest store that Dutch Bros had ever opened. And as exciting as that was, it also was extremely challenging because there was no roadmap. Being a business owner, not only do I understand what that process looks like of developing a location from dirt to opening the doors, it gives me insight into what struggles are there and how it is that we can make businesses feel successful and what we can do from an economic perspective. Because if we can continue to keep those businesses thriving, they'll continue to prop up our economy. That will pour down into their staff and into their employees and out onto their customers. And then that, it pours out across our community. When business owners feel hopeful about the direction of a city, a state, or a nation, they're willing to take other risks. My name is Erin Resner, and I'm running for Reading City Council.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Conservative, quirky, from the Fox News studios in New York City. Get ready for a fresh look at the day's events. It's the Tom Shalhoub Show.
Tom Shalhoub, welcoming you to my show, the Tom Shalhoub Show, where we figure out what everything means on a daily basis. And what a spectacle is going on today. Although I look at it as a good spectacle. There's spectacles happening all the time. We had the spectacle of the Kavanaugh hearings, a shameful spectacle. But we have a media spectacle going on today in the White House because Kanye West made a visit to the White House. And obviously a lot of cameras around there, made a lot of news. Most of the breaking news today has to do with the hurricane, and we'll be giving you updates on what's gone on with that hurricane, Hurricane Michael. You know, I liked when the hurricanes had female names. I liked that. Now it's co-ed. It's not as exciting to me. Trading back and forth. Who was it that the feminist thinker? What is her name? Camille Paglia. She doesn't like that she thinks hurricanes are feminine. They're powerful. They're strong. They're female. They're like Mother Nature. So I'm with Camille Paglia on that one. In any case, the hurricane is in the news. But briefly, all the news was about the White House and Kanye West. And I wonder if you think that this is a consequential moment. I mean, Kanye has been not only flirting with Trump support, but he has been an overt Trump supporter. And a lot of people on the right, they're not sure if they should fully embrace it or not, because Kanye seems like kind of a weird guy. He often talks in metaphorical terms. He's had some weird moments in the past in the public eye. He's kind of a run-on sentence of ideas and thoughts and everything else. But, you know, President Donald Trump is kind of that way as well. He just kind of speaks his mind. Sometimes he rambles on, and sometimes it makes more sense than other times. But he's real. He keeps it real, like Kanye, and he seems to appreciate Kanye. Kanye appreciates him, and there was a big hug fest in the White House. Do you guys remember when Sammy Davis Jr. hugged Nixon? That was a big deal. I don't really remember that, because that was before my time, before I was politically aware. I wasn't, in kindergarten or whenever it happened. I wasn't aware of it. But that was a big moment, and everyone came down hard on Sammy Davis Jr. How dare you hug Nixon? Well, Kanye West just hugged President Trump. That's an even bigger sin for the cultural elites. So I want to know if you think that this is a consequential. We're going to play you some sound bites from Kanye. It was a very entertaining just a 10-minute little section where the cameras were on, and Kanye was kind of answering questions, and President Trump was talking to him and football legend Jim Brown. And I want to know if you think that this is big, because I think it is. Kanye has been walking around with a Make America Great Again hat, and he has been getting a lot of pushback from the elites. He went on Saturday Night Live. He did a rant about the president, and they kind of cut him off and went to a commercial, but the video surfaced online. A lot of people on SNL were making fun of him. A lot of the following week on Saturday Night Live, they did a anti-Kanye monologue, and celebrities have been telling him to shut up, and he's crazy and everything else. I think that this is consequential to Kanye meeting in the White House for one reason. The left is going to go crazy. They're going to attack Kanye. They are going to question his mental health. They're going to tell him to shut up. And I think that that is going to it is bound to start sinking in with certain people in the black community and out of the black community that liberals are no friend of African Americans, as they always say that they're their best friend and they get 9 out of 10 of their votes, but apparently they're not getting Kanye's anymore. And as the cultural left and the elitists in Hollywood comes out hard against Kanye West, it is going to resonate in the president's favor. That is what I think. That's why I think this is a big cultural moment. You know, I love these cultural / pop cultural entertainment stories because, as the great Andrew Breitbart, I was going to say my protege. I'm a protege of him, right? He kind of took me along. Which one's the protege? Me, right? The protege is the one who learns. What's he? He's my Svengali. He's my sensei. What do you call him? Thumbs up from Emily. So Andrew Breitbart was my guide in the political cultural arena, and he always would say politics is downstream of culture, and Steve Bannon knows that too, and he knows how important that is. All the people at the in that whole Breitbart verse universe know that that is. And the obnoxiousness of the cultural left in this country is driving a lot of it's turning off a lot of independent voters, I think, in this current era. Now, why in this era? Because Donald Trump is causing them to become more obnoxious. So let's listen to some Kanye in the White House. Kanye West. Here he is in the White House this morning.
A lot of times, it's just the overall lack of reparations that we, at any given point, we say, oh, this is racist, this is racist, this is racist, this is racist. So we don't have the reparations, but we have the 13th Amendment. We got to open up the whole conversation. So, that's a move. One of the moves that I love that liberals tried to do, the liberal would try to control a black person through the concept of racism because they know that we are very proud, emotional people. So when I said I like Trump to like someone that's liberal, they'll say, oh, but he's racist. You think racism can control me? Oh, that don't stop me. That's an invisible wall.
Now, just in case you haven't seen the video of he's sitting there at the desk at the Oval Office with Donald Trump, and the cameras are all around, and Donald Trump is just sitting there as Kanye goes off, and it's very entertaining. But he said some stuff about the 13th Amendment, and I'm going to get to that later because I'm not really clear why he wants the repeal of the 13th Amendment. The 13th Amendment freed slaves, but it also allowed for some kind of indentured servitude, and so that's still in the Constitution. I think he wants that out. I don't think they're going to repeal the 13th Amendment, although you don't really need it anymore. It's done. That's been done, all right? So maybe Kanye maybe that's his thing, but I don't think we have to talk too much about the 13th Amendment. It's not in anybody's way right now. But the idea that Kanye was talking about liberals, and he says liberals, they think they can control black people and use race to control them. And he talked about his people being a proud and emotional people. That's what he said. And then Donald Trump is sitting there kind of smiling and nodding his head. But he hit on that idea, and it's something that Candace Owens says, and of course Kanye is a big admirer of Candace Owens. The idea that liberals think they can control black people, they get 9 out of 10 of their votes, and if they don't get those 9 out of 10 of their votes, they're in trouble, right? Is this going to cause a change? I've said over and over, if the black community wants to get the attention of politicians, if they want results from the political body from Washington, D.C., from their local state houses, from anyone. All they got to do is split their vote. You split their vote. You see how the swing voters, I was talking about last week, the three swing voters who are getting all the attention, Collins, Murkowski, and Flake, they were on TV 24/7 for about 5 days. And then Collins got primetime speaking time. She got up and gave the biggest speech of her life, and everybody was watching her. Why? Because she's a swing vote. If the black community can become a swing vote and have to make everybody work for their vote, that's what you call results. And I think Kanye realizes that. Also, I was a little disappointed when Kanye was, he was basically bullied into submission, and he was forced to apologize for some comments he made on, it was TMZ posted it, but he was on a radio show. And he talked about, he said, you talk about 400 years of slavery. That, to me, that sounds like a choice. And then all the headlines came out. Kanye says slavery is a choice. I guess this is why he apologized, because he was mischaracterized in the press. I liked what he said, because I'm always talking about that 400 years of slavery thing, because in many conversations, people call this show and they talk about it. There's a, that is a talking point for people, not just, you know, among the black community. This is a talking point for people in the liberal world. They talk about 400 years of slavery. They talk about it in college professors use the term. And what they're talking about when they say 400 years of slavery, they're talking about in the Americas, North America. Now, go back to the earliest slavery. You know, you guess you can go back to 1619, 1620. I think 1619 was when Jamestown, when the first slaves came to Jamestown. What they're talking about is the first slaves in North America to now, because you take 1619. Let's go up. 1619, 1719, 1819, 1919, 2019. That's 400 years. 400 years of slavery. So what they're saying, it's a false talking point. What they're saying when they say 400 years of slavery is we are still enslaved, or black people are still enslaved. When you have a white professor saying it, he's saying 400 years of slavery. And so they equate slavery, the earliest days of slavery in North America, with what's going on in America today. And I think it is right for someone like Kanye West or anyone to resist that kind of nonsense talk and say, it's not 400 years of slavery. There was slavery, and there was a move from slavery to freedom. And then in this century, a move from Jim Crow to civil rights, and where we are today. And where we are today, there's obviously race is an issue in America today, but it is not slavery. So you should stop saying 400 years of slavery. And for people who think that they are part of a 400-year institution of slavery, Kanye told them, that sounds like a choice, because you're playing a mental game and you are listening to your college professor, and it's really a semantic thing and it's not reality. So he shouldn't have apologized for that. This is why this kind of talking is someone challenging that kind of intellectual foolishness. And it happens, like I tell you, most people who talk about the 400 years of slavery thing, they're all people with multiple graduate degrees. And Kanye is coming out there, a rapper, and he's challenging that, as he was challenging it in the Oval Office today. And Donald Trump is going to help Donald Trump. It is going to make people on the left very, very angry. And you can bet over the course of the next week, the number of people who say that Kanye's off his meds, Kanye's mentally ill, and I've got some other sound bites to play you that are very ugly. Now, this is before his Oval Office meeting. They already started attacking him. But will this be a huge moment for President Trump, for the country? I think it is. I think this is a major thing, just like I thought the Kavanaugh hearings were major. Or do you think this is just another... it's like a reality show president thing. It's like 2 days of news and then we're going to move on. I think this is huge. 833-852-4866. 833-852-4TOM. We will be right back.
Give Tom your 2 cents. Call 833-852-4TOM.
833-852-4866.
Tom Shalhoub.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-545-0785. That's 1-800-545-0785. Again, 1-800-545-0785.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-6934 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-6934. Again, that's 800-318-6934.
Thus, Dr. Lederhosen for Turtle Bay's second annual Oktoberfest, held on October 13th, 4 to 7 p.m. at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Celebrate fall with cold beer, live music from Black Vinyl 45, tasty food, and more. Oktoberfest will feature beer and food from 14 NorCal vendors. Dress in your best Oktoberfest attire for a chance to win in our costume contest. Presale tickets are $15 or $20 at the door and include your first full beer free with admission. Tickets are on sale now. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hi, I'm Holly from Holly Bail Bonds. We've been locally owned and serving our community since 1992. Governor Brown signed a bill to eliminate private bail. SB 10 needs to be stopped. It drew strong opposition from a wide range of groups, including crime victims, law enforcement, civil rights advocates, and public safety leaders. To help protect our community from SB 10, come down to Holly Bail Bonds. We're located at 1737 Plaster Street. Sign our petition to stop the threat to honest citizens and put SB 10 on the ballot in 2020.
Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Please join me for the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon, on KCNR 1460.
Hey there, Tom Shalhoub, back with the Tom Shalhoub Show, 833-852-4866. Kanye in the White House. I think this is huge. I think it is a huge moment for Trump and for American culture. Do you agree? Frank in Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Tom, agree. Let's look at the bidding. In 2016, Trump picked off the working man and did well with Hispanics, and Hillary Clinton's votes among blacks were down. All this fuss over Kanye is what you said before. The Democrats' Achilles heel is they need 90% plus of the black vote in order to win, and Kanye can chip away at that in a major way. And the irony is, I think what's going to happen is those who are criticizing Kanye, particularly among the blacks, are going to be looked at as Uncle Toms increasingly by a lot of the younger, more hip blacks out there. So this is a big deal.
And, yeah, like you said, you chip away at it. Basically, I don't even know what the numbers are. What did Trump get? He got more of the African-American vote than the past couple of guys, didn't he? Than Romney or McCain.
Yeah, he did slightly, but the big deal was that the vote turnout for Clinton was down, and the problem that the Democrats face is the enthusiasm gap that may be occurring for blacks and the enthusiasm that they may have for Trump. So this is a big deal for the Democrats, and they're really worried about it, and I think you're right on target on this.
Frank, thanks for the call, and I think they're going to turn up the temperature just like they're going to push too hard just like they did on Kavanaugh. Kurt, am I right? Kurt in Fort Worth.
You're exactly right. You are right over the target. The anti-aircraft batteries are going crazy trying to find you in that night sky. they are you're coming in like a B-2 stealth bomber. They ain't got a chance. But Kanye West is doing his country a service. And if you believe the polls, about 36% of black males between 18 and 29 like Trump, and they're coming over towards Trump. I agree with what Frank just said. This is a huge deal. It's going to be bad for the Dems. It's going to be good for conservatives. And all my black friends out there, man or woman, what the hell have you got to lose?
That's it. And you know what? I thought it was too bad, Kurt, that we had Juan Williams in here the other day, and the title of his book was What the Hell Have You Got to Lose? And I thought, okay, he's probably got something good to say about that phrase. But he was saying that he said the phrase itself is manipulative of the black community. I think that that kind of thing resonates with the black community because it not only is it what the hell have you got to lose as, you know, take a chance on me. It makes them think, wait a minute, what have our guys done for us? These supposed heroes of the black community, these Democrats, we got nothing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but, you know, I won't ridicule your friend. I know you like him, but Juan Williams is so misguided in his political thought and his political philosophies. I won't even go there, but yeah, I mean, it really is, and Trump is a condenser of words. He likes to condense things down. That's one of the things I like about him. What the hell have you got to lose? And you start thinking from that point, and then you go backwards, and you go, right, I'm a black guy. Things are improving for me. My unemployment rate for my specific subgroup is getting lower. There's more jobs. Oh, and by the way, I went to ran errands the other day, and there was a help wanted thing in every business that I went to, and then inside of one business, I walk in and it was like a Pep Boys. I was getting some auto parts, and it said help wanted. And I get in there, and there was actually a booth set up in there to recruit Lyft drivers. I haven't seen anything like this since the 80s.
Unbelievable, Kurt. Thanks for the call. We'll talk more about Kanye when we get back, and I have some kind of shameful sound bites from CNN. I don't like to poke fun of another cable network, but I'm going to have to. 833-852-4TOM.
He's just a very hard-working person, and he listens to his people.
David Kehoe is
one of the most honest public servants that I have ever seen.
As a third-generation U.S. Army veteran, I support Supervisor David Kehoe for re-election because of his unfailing support of our veterans.
The best quality about Dave is that he is so approachable.
You just couldn't ask for a better supervisor than him.
I'm David Kehoe, candidate for Supervisor, District 1. I'm firmly committed to a safer community by increasing jail beds and supporting law enforcement. As your supervisor, I have a record of voting for jobs and economic development to help increase revenue for public safety. I will always strive to improve the safety and quality of life for the people of Shasta County. I welcome your support and vote.
Paid for by Kehoe for Shasta County Supervisor 2018.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Every day we hear about the dysfunction and fighting in Washington, D.C. It's hard to know who to trust. That's why we need real local leaders, like our Congressman Doug LaMalfa. He's a farmer who understands our community. Doug LaMalfa isn't part of the establishment. He's one of us.
I'm Doug LaMalfa. The North State is my home and always will be. I work for you and put people above politics. I've worked to help our local veterans and the victims of the catastrophic fires, and I'm fighting to make sure everyone gets the health care they need and can afford, including those with pre-existing conditions. I'll always fight for our values and to make our community better. Jobs are coming back, and we passed one of the largest tax cuts in history for middle-income families. I'm fighting to make Washington work for you. Thanks for listening.
Real results for real people. That's our Congressman, Doug LaMalfa. He's one of us.
I'm Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message.
Paid for and authorized by Doug LaMalfa Committee.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The View, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, and in 2000 I opened the House of Conscious Living Yoga. We offer a variety of styles attending to the needs of all students. Our faculty consists of yoga therapists and health professionals. Conscious Living Yoga meets each student right where they are, and safety is always a priority. We offer weekly classes, class series, and workshops in addition to private sessions. Visit ConsciousLivingYoga.com for the online schedule, costs, and other interesting information.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460.
Call 833-852-4TOM. That's 833-852-4866.
Tom Shalhoub back with the Tom Shalhoub Show. All right, so Kanye West, meeting in the White House, not just a White House meeting. A White House meeting, he said he loved, the president said, you know, I like him. He said to he and Jim Brown, Kanye and Jim Brown, I like them and I think they like me. And then Kanye said, I love you. And he stood up and he came over and he hugged him. It was really something. Now, I think the left is going to lose their minds. The thing is, Democrats depend on 9 out of 10 African-American votes going their way. They need that. If that formula were to change, it doesn't have to get to 50-50. If it gets to 80-20, if it gets to 78-22, the game is off for Democrats. So the left is going to go crazy. They've already said, now this was before the White House meeting happened. Okay, let's go to CNN yesterday, or was it the night before? This is a guy named Bakari Sellers.
And so Kanye West is what happens when Negroes don't read. And we have this now, and now Donald Trump is going to use it and pervert it, and he's going to have somebody who can stand with him and take pictures.
Don Lemon's laughing here.
I'm just looking at Scott's face. Scott's like, whoa, okay. So,
it's a Chris Rock reference, by the way, Scott.
Okay, so you heard that comment. That is, you don't even want to play the game of imagine if a Fox News contributor said that on one of the Fox News shows. You don't even want to play that game because you don't have to. You don't have to play because everyone knows the answer to that. Take the comment on its face. There's a guy. There is one black celebrity who likes Donald Trump, and it's one too many for these people. Someone named Tara Settemeyer on the same show.
Listen, black folks are about to trade Kanye West in the racial draft, okay? They've had it with him, and he's an attention whore like the president. He's all of a sudden now the model spokesperson. He's the token Negro of the Trump administration. This is ridiculous, and no one should be taking Kanye West seriously. He's clearly has issues. He's already been hospitalized.
So they're going to play. They played the illiterate. They said he was illiterate. He doesn't read. She says he's a token. I mean, this kind of language, it's really quite amazing. Let me ask Candace Owens if she can articulate why this is so offensive.
What they said last night was not only racist, it was absolutely despicable. And I cannot believe that it would be allowed on any network, least of all having a host that's laughing as if it's funny. So for Kanye West to stand up and to say that I support Donald Trump, that terrifies them. So they're going to say whatever they can to smear him to make sure that no other black people wake up and understand that it has been the left that has harmed our community. It has been Democrat policies that have rendered our communities in the shape that they are in today when we talk about Chicago and Philadelphia and all the major cities that they have run down. Black people are having a mass awakening, and Kanye West is a big part of the reason why.
I mean, I giggle when I listen to Candace Owens because she's so good. Candace Owens is one of the most dangerous people for the left today. She's one of the most dangerous people, black or white. But the fact that she is a black conservative and she is so smart on these issues and she is unflappable. And the whole idea of the cultural elitists taking people and trying to kick them out of the community. What was the words that Bakari said, or Tara Settemeyer? She said that they are going to turn him in the racial draft. This is a black woman on CNN. They're going to turn in Kanye in the racial draft, meaning he is a traitor to his race. And all of this kind of intimidation is what keeps people quiet. But when you have someone unflappable like Candace Owens, calmly respond to them. Are they going to call her mentally ill? No, they can't do that. especially if she's standing next to Kanye. Wait a minute, they both agree. Well, which one's Kanye? He's only saying this because he's got mental health issues. Can you imagine the offense of that? The idea that if you're black and you have a conservative viewpoint, you're mentally ill. That's not going to wash with independent thinking voters. 833-852-4866. Where is this going to go now? Those comments on CNN came before Kanye was in the White House. You can bet the mainstream media is going to try to ignore this story. And, you know, to tell you the truth, some people on the right are going to go overboard in embracing Kanye because who knows, he might have, I don't know, who's this guy he mentioned? Larry Hoover? He wants Larry Hoover released from prison. I just did a quick search of Larry Hoover. I don't think he's going to get released from prison. The guy's serving 6 life sentences. Something tells me that one's not going to work. I don't know. I haven't done enough research into Larry Hoover, but I don't think he's going to get Larry Hoover released from prison. But he talked about stop and frisk. He talked about other things. These are things Republicans disagree with Kanye West on. It's going to be an interesting argument. But the cultural earthquake that is happening is just the fact that Kanye is willing to sit down and embrace these ideas. And President Trump, a supposed racist, is embracing Kanye, and he's open to listening. Why would a racist do that? And you notice Kanye was brilliant. He didn't refute. He said, people, liberals say to him, what are you meeting with President Trump for? That guy's a racist. And he said, you think racism can control me? He didn't even say. Kanye didn't say he's not a racist. He went the other direction. 833-852-4866, because he's saying, you know, that's almost like a losing argument. You call someone a racist and they say, oh, he is a racist. He's not a racist. Kanye said, it's kind of brilliant. He said, you think a racist can control me? Very interesting. 833-852-4866. Patricia, calling from Harlem.
Yes, hello. My name is Patricia Smith, and I'm very so proud of Kanye. And even though I'm from Harlem, I was born and raised on the South Side. He thinks just like me and my family. We don't like bullying. We don't like nobody telling us how to think. We are our own people. And I just tried to get in touch with Don Lemon over in CNN, and I tried to. And then my question was to him, what do you think took 400 years of our history and gave it to a foreigner like Obama? What do you call them?
And Patricia, I don't think you got through to CNN, but you voted for
Trump. I tried.
You tried, but you voted for Trump?
I voted for Trump. I campaigned for Trump. I didn't vote for Obama. I tried to get all my people not to vote for him because I knew he was going to perform treason with us because he was a Muslim. And
well,
I hate him.
But now, Patricia, you voted for Trump. But my question is this. So you already
I didn't vote for Trump.
You already were an independent thinker. You love Kanye because, he's kind of speaking your language. But do you think for someone who didn't vote for Trump, is Kanye going to have an effect on some of those voters who
– He already has the people in Harlem because I'm helping them to understand the language of what we're going through. And guess what? I got a whole lot of them to jump off of that Democratic train, too. If they knew me, they would hate me. I got a whole lot of senior men in Harlem and brought the facts to them in a group, and it's about 100 of them that say they would never vote Democrat again. So they wouldn't like me.
Patricia, thank you for the call. This is, to me, a huge cultural moment. I try to recognize them. Seeing Kanye sitting across from the president, I mean, that in and of itself, the imagery of it, because we live in a country of imagery. Kanye, big pop star, rapper, he's got the red MAGA hat on, sitting with the president. He hugs the president. People who may be on the fence, I mean, this is black and white. I'm not just saying this is a way to get black votes. What I'm saying is that there are people in this country who've bought the Trump is racist thing, and the red states are racist, and they're all angry. But they've been seeing over the past few weeks liberals, and let's face it, it's white liberals. It's a lot of white college-educated liberals, the ones who are pounding on the doors of the Supreme Court, and they're screaming and getting in people's faces. You saw the people who chased Ted Cruz out of the restaurant, right? This wasn't like, kids from the hood. This was, Georgetown prep-type people. This was these were liberal elitists, and they're getting in people's faces, and they're screaming at them. And the average Joe and Jane is saying, Why? What are these people really? Why are they so angry? And then they see Kanye. They're not really sure what he's saying, because half the time I'm not sure what he's saying. But he is embracing Make America Great Again. He's embracing whatever Trump is doing. And he's talking about 4D chess, and he's talking about the future, and he's talking about other dimensions. And it is kind of weird. It's weird stuff. But I think people seeing Trump just sitting and listening, being open to whatever Kanye has going on, I think it's a huge cultural moment. Brian in Raymond, Mississippi.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, this is a huge moment for President Trump and Candace Owens and Kanye West, all of them, because it's showing not only black people, but a person with at least two brain cells, in other words, someone that's not a liberal, that, hey, look, we can talk. We can sit down and talk and work through things that we want to achieve. And the way CNN is talking about black people, that's disgusting to me.
It's going to continue, too, though. Brian, that was before this morning's meeting, so you can imagine where they're going to go now with it. It's either...
Oh, they're going to go down below whale food with this. This is disgusting to me. They're telling black people that, hey, look, go sit down. We'll tell you what to think. The people I know, they think for themselves, and that's what they're going to find out.
Yeah. Brian, I was going to call him Raymond. He's from Raymond, Mississippi. Brian, thanks for the call. 833-852-4866 is the number. Let's take Jason in Cumberland, Rhode Island. Jason.
Yeah, Tom. I was calling because I listened to the show all day. I listened to you and Todd Starnes, and I noticed that Todd Starnes was talking about how he didn't like the way Kanye West was speaking in the White House.
Yeah.
And I have to say, Kanye West is articulate, he's intelligent, he's successful. He's also speaking to a demographic of people that he relates to because he makes music for that demographic. And that's his educational style. Just like Trump has his style of speaking. The people who understand him get it. The people who don't are flabbergasted and appalled.
I would agree, and I didn't – I'll play a clip. Thanks for the call, Jason. Where's the crazy blanky-blanky cut we have, guys? What did he say? The find the one. If you guys can play it, go ahead, but I'll look for it. Kanye, what is it? Oh, cut 27 here. Listen to this.
Is this a future presidential candidate?
Could very well be.
Only after.
Could very well be. That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
We have a good... And the thing is, let's stop worrying about the future. All we really have is today. We just have today. Over and over and over again, the eternal return, the hero's journey. And Trump is on his hero's journey right now. And he might not have expected to have a crazy... like Kanye West run up and support, but best believe we are going to make America great.
I mean, how is the president not going to accept that? You know, he's using some bad language, but look, have you listened to the lyrics of his tune? We can't even play Gold Digger on this show, can we? We can't play it. It's a top hit. The thing is, it is a coarse culture. Music is coarse. The culture is coarse. I remark about this all the time. I'm sick of people of mainstream entertainment. Halfway through, you're watching a movie, a Hollywood movie, and everyone takes their clothes off and they're having sex. It's disgusting. We have a disgusting culture. And when I get on the subway and, you know, people are yelling and screaming and talking to each other, you know, young guys will be 5 feet away from me swearing to each other. You're surrounded by it. Then I go by the newsstand, and there's pornography staring me in the face. And I think – and then everyone has to be all tidy when we turn on the TV and we look at the White House. The president, he gets down and dirty sometimes. And it's not that bad. The president doesn't have a foul mouth. They try to paint him that way all the time. But every once in a while, he kind of lets it all hang out. And that's Kanye. It's not going to bother me. So, I mean, I accept some people, you don't like the bad language. I'm not a fan of it myself. I don't use the language, but come on. We live in a culture. We're surrounded by this stuff. You go into a coffee shop and you listen to music and it's gross. So, no, I'm not shocked by that. It's like, you know, enough with the – we don't live in Downton Abbey, okay? 833-852-4866. This is Tom Shalhoub. We'll be right back.
It's a different take on the day's events. Tom Shalhoub.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-545-0785. That's 1-800-545-0785. Again, 1-800-545-0785.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-6934 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-6934. Again, that's 800-318-6934.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at BoomerTechRadio.com, and the show is streamed live at KCNR1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trend. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
We humans may not get to hibernate, but we still love to feed that inner bear. Black Bear Diner is serving up your favorite comfort food, plus new items including Fit and Focused, Blackened Salmon, a vegan Beyond Burger, and even avocado toast. But they've not forgotten those of us who want to go full bear. And what could be better than homemade mac and cheese with loaded sides of awesome potatoes and fries with bacon? Feed your inner bear at Black Bear Diner, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Tom Shalhoub, back with the Tom Shalhoub Show. I was riveted to the television this morning as Kanye sat in the Oval Office. Yeah, he was swearing a little bit. He was also... he was going off in different directions, but so much of the presidency, so much of the Make America Great Again, so much of the America First, of the president's philosophy, his approach to governing the country, the things he thinks are important, the people he surrounds himself with, like Stephen Miller, are portrayed as racist, angry white people. The angry white male, that's what how they portray him. Kanye doesn't believe that, and that's why this is a big cultural moment. Do you agree? 833-852-4866. Joe in LJ, Georgia.
Tom, great show. I certainly do agree with it. I think Kanye plus Candace Owen plus Diamond Silk, Ben Carson, all of these outstanding blacks will help Trump be reelected with the biggest margin in history. And I think Trump will take a lot of Republicans with him and elect them. I think it's going to be a rout for the Republicans in 2020, and I hope this year in the midterms. But, yes.
This is interesting. Wait a minute. You mentioned the other names you mentioned. I hadn't even really thought of that. Let's go. You said Diamond and Silk. You said Ben Carson.
Ben Carson. Herman Cain. Herman's another.
Herman Cain. Okay, let's take those three names. Those were – conservatives did love all three of those black conservatives, right? But they haven't broken through. Diamond and Silk ended up being just kind of like a visual gag. You know, they would play them on the late night shows. Republicans love them. They're on Jesse Waters' show. It never really broke through to the rest of the culture. Ben Carson has been – they poked fun of him. The black community never took him seriously. Herman Cain didn't take him seriously. I do think this is different, though, Joe. I think that Kanye – even though they're making fun of him now, I think there's regular people who listen to his music, and you can't belittle him in the way they did with Herman Cain and the other guys.
I agree. I totally agree, Tom. I think Kanye's going to – I think we're going to all be shocked at how well Trump's going to do with the blacks in 2020 and hopefully in 2018 in the midterms. But I totally agree with you. Keep up the great work. Your show is going to help us win in 2018 and 2020, Tom.
There we go. Thanks for the call, Joe. 833-852-4866 is the number. That is something. I mean, the way that Joe mentioned that, Diamond and Silk, because I'm surprised one of you didn't call me and said, Shiloh, how is this such a big cultural moment? There's a lot of black conservatives out there. But Kanye is different because he's a pop star and he's one of the biggest ones of the past couple of decades, and so that is why it's going to resonate. This is Tom Shalhoub.
Brett Baer.
When someone watches the news, they want someone they can trust. Our job is to cut through the talking points.
Martha McCallum.
We're going to ask the tough questions because there's a lot of conventional wisdom out there that needs to be challenged.
Shannon Bream.
What I'm doing is making sure that whatever is developed through the day, people are fully informed from coast to coast.
We're 24/7 news, but really down to the minute.
We're going to be fearless. We're going to be fair. Whether it's 4 a.m. or midnight, we're there.
Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
What it is, this is Cyrus.
And hey guys, it's Britt McHenry, and we're excited to be a part of Fox Nation.
Because now more than ever, we need powerful voices.
That won't hold back, because now, more than ever,
we need Fox Nation.
The new faces you'll want to know.
And the Fox News favorites you already love.
Plus access and exclusive members-only content.
They're going to be very PC. Hell no, un-PC is more like it.
Fox Nation.
Opinion done right.
Go to FoxNation.com and find out more.
Right now.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding.